Our first reading comes from the Book of Wisdom, which was written probably 200 years before Jesus was born. And the passage that we had today, it's a conflict between those who are wicked and this one man who is just. And so those two words are opposites, to be wicked or to be just. To be just means to be in right order, to be in the straight line. Like, you know, when we write our papers, we type our papers, the margin is straight up and down. We say that it's justified. That's what it means to be just. It's straight. And so wicked would be not straight. It's kind of twisted. And this is what, when we think about our spiritual life, those are two kind of good images. Am I straight in line or am I twisted? And those who were twisted in this reading were upset at the man who was straight, who was doing the right thing. He said, he's obnoxious to us. He's bothering us. And so we can think about our own life. How sometimes when one of our classmates makes straight A's all the time and they get all the awards and we don't, sometimes we get jealous. Sometimes we get bothered. You know, if someone's better than us at a sport or at an artistic talent or singing or playing an instrument, sometimes it bothers us on the inside. This is what that first reading is all about. But the season of Lent is to help us to understand that Jesus wants to heal that wickedness, that twisting. That Jesus wants us all to be just, to be justified. And that even though there are people who are better than us at sports or at academics or at whatever, it doesn't mean that we have to be jealous of them or to look down upon them. But God has a plan for your life. God loves you. And he has given you gifts. He's given you talents. That if you are faithful to him, he will help keep your life straight. He will help keep your life just. And so I wanted to reflect on the part of the Mass today that's called the preface. The preface is that part that I'm going to say in just a few moments. You know, it starts off with the Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord and God. It is right and just. We say that at every Mass. It is right and just. And then the priest will say something like, it is right and just, our duty and our salvation. This is a very important part of the Mass. Again, it's called the preface. And so some of you, as you get older and you start reading bigger books and fiction and novels, sometimes there's a preface to your book. Or sometimes in your textbook, there can be a preface. The word preface is two words put together, pre and then facere in Latin. But like a factory. A factory is where something is made. So before the work, before the making, is what that section of the Mass is called. And what do we make at Mass? We make an act of thanksgiving. And so before we make the act of thanksgiving, we say a prayer to God the Father. And what we're saying in that prayer is we're kind of reminding ourselves what's happening, what has God done in our life, and what we want him to do in our life. And so during Lent, there's special ones we pray to help us remember the season of Lent. And so this is the one that I've been praying and that we will pray today. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you have given us a sacred time for the renewing and purifying of our hearts, that free from disordered affections, we may deal with the things of this passing world, as to hold rather to the things that eternally endure. You know, sometimes the parts of the Mass that we just kind of say, we don't really pay attention, that's why I wanted to kind of focus on this, especially since so many of us went to confession yesterday. And so we had this like lived out in real life, that you have given us a sacred time. It means time that's set apart for Jesus. And that's what confession was yesterday. You all came into the church and you set apart that time to specially encounter Jesus. And why? It says for the renewing and purifying of our hearts. That's what happens in confession. that our hearts are renewed, our hearts are made new, and it's purified. And how is it purified? Because we are freed from disordered affections. An affection is something that I'm attracted to, something that brings me pleasure. And the reason we have to go to confession is sometimes we get attracted to the wrong things. It might be my phone, it might be my toys, it might be me getting my own way, it might be me playing whatever. Like, I want my own way, and I like my things, and sometimes those things distract me from God. And so this season of Lent helps us to be purified of that, so that my heart is attached to the right things, which is first God and Jesus, and then the Mass and the sacraments. It says, so that I can hold to the things that eternally endure. To endure means it never ends. And eternally, it means it's going to end. It's going to go on forever and ever with God in heaven. And so we pray in this Mass to not be like the wicked who are twisted and get jealous and have envy in their heart. But we pray that as we enter into the sacrifice of the Eucharist, that our act of thanksgiving, that we believe that God will heal us, will purify us, will make us good and holy. He will justify us. And so we can always remember that every time we come to Mass, this is what we're asking for Jesus. The words might change a little bit, but it's always the same. That we want to thank God for the great work that He's done, and we want to ask Him to help to change our hearts so that we can be like Him and then one day be with Him forever in heaven.